We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Microsoft is working on a way to offer Xbox games to people who don't own the console. Dina, tell us what they're working on.
Sure. They have two different approaches. They were a little light on details, but one of them is that they're working with TV manufacturers in order to put in an Xbox app that would let customers connect directly to their Game Pass subscription service, which gives you access to hundreds of games. The other option is that they're working on some streaming devices. And that would be sort of like a dedicated streaming stick that you would plug in. And in both cases, you wouldn't need a game console.
No console. What about the actual little players?
Well, you would need a television or some sort of screen, and then you would need a controller in order to, you know, move your character or play the games, et cetera. But the idea is that it you know, frees you from having to spend several hundred dollars on a console, which anyway right now many customers who want can't get a hold of because they're in very short supply.
And will they make up this money loss with, let's say, really expensive games?
Well, you know, their streaming service and their game subscription called Game Pass are actually making quite a bit of money for them. It's an attractive revenue model because you pay a monthly subscription, so that smooths out purchasing. But the other thing that Microsoft finds is that when people sign up to Game Pass, they, apart from the monthly fee, they buy a lot of additional things, so additional games or downloadable content for the games that they already have or can access. When I spoke to Xbox Vice President Sarah Bond in August, she told me they make 20% more on those customers. Now that's up to 50% more. So that's a huge increase. So it's been a very profitable model for Microsoft, getting people onto these video game subscriptions. Hardware has a big price in terms of sticker shock and revenue, but they don't make as much money on the hardware. And in fact, in many cases on console hardware, you don't make any money at all because it costs quite a bit to make it.
Sort of like printers, right? They make all the money on the ink.
Sure. It's a similar model. And in particular this year, console hardware has been very challenged. There's, as we know, a chip shortage, which is affecting technology. It's affecting automobiles. And it has been affecting video game consoles. So the new Xboxes just went on sale in November of last year, and they're in very short supply. Microsoft has said that they expect that they'll continue to be supply constrained. So this is another option if you can't get your hands on an Xbox.
How smart does your TV have to be? My TV's smart, but not that smart.
You know, we don't. So it has to be an internet-connected TV in some way, but we don't have details on that. I mean, as I said when we started, Microsoft's announcement today was a little light on details. So we do not know which TV manufacturers they're talking to. We do not know how soon that will be available, and we do not know, same questions on the streaming stick that they're making, when will that be available.
So will the other gaming companies follow suit?
Well, there's already, a streaming stick from Google, and, you know, Sony already has its own video game services, so we'll see, what we see from there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.